The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Welcome back to the Afternoons with Joy podcast. I do a radio show on Way FM, and you're going to hear a recap of some of those conversations. But the focus is always faith, family, and fun. And in the podcast today, you're going to hear some actual good news in the midst of this formula shortage. We're going to talk about what to do when you find something that's not yours. That's at the very end of the podcast. But first, we're going to talk about a big TV show that just ended and what maybe we should watch this summer. The end of This Is Us, the huge show, was last night. It's not my show, but it's producer Tom's.
Well, it's because it was my wife's favorite show and guilty by association.
It.
Yeah. She made me watch every episode. I was holding the Kleenex last night.
For yourself.
No. Yes.
Listen, the whole reason I never watched that show, even though all of you, the United States was obsessed with it, is because people said it's such a tearjerker.
Yeah.
And I was like, I cry enough in normal life. But tell me, was the finale everything that people had hoped it would be?
I liked it. I liked the episode prior. Not that I want to spoil anything. Mm-hmm. I think they put a good bow tie on this, wrapped it up nicely.
There's a funeral at the end. I'm like, that's not a positive way to go out.
Well, in the beginning, the father, Jack, passes,
yeah.
So it's life. And you could really relate to it. So you go through ups and downs, and that's what that show does. So I do. I think they did a good job with it.
People are sad that the show is over today. And so I'm curious from you. I'm looking for a new show this summer. It will not be This Is
This
Us.
Is Us.
It
started.
Will not
Come
be
on.
Because it'll make me cry too much. But I want you to tell me the show that you were most upset when it was over. Because if it's over, it means I can binge it. And then maybe you might get a new show for this summer, too.
Downton Abbey.
Oh, I've never watched that. Have you?
No, I
you
never
have. You've got to watch it. It's awesome. And I just went and saw the second movie over the weekend.
Okay,
and
so
it was amazing.
There's a whole series, and then there's even movies after.
Wow, that's a lot.
They just came out with the second movie.
My mom's from West Virginia, and she calls it Downtown Abbey, and I'm not going to correct her. It's not okay to lie, but when someone asks us how we're doing and it feels more like a greeting, I think it's okay to just say fine and move on, even when we're clearly not fine. That happened with my son's daycare teacher this morning. And if I was honest, I would have replied, I'm exhausted and I'm stressed and I'm nervous and there's a lot going on this week and my kid won't sleep and I feel like I'm not actually feeling very well myself and I feel like I might be coming down with something, but I don't have time to come down with something. And I could have spilled all my stuff to her, but she wasn't asking for that. How are you has kind of become just like a greeting in our society. So sometimes I think it's okay to say good and then find someone you trust to do the unloading on. This is actually summer, the time when you need to be checking your kids for ticks of all things. And producer Tom found one.
Yeah, I think I did. I don't know. So I'm bathing my son, Maddox. He's two. I'm washing his hair. And I see this black thing just kind of to the scalp. And I'm like digging in the hair.
That's not good.
He was letting me. And I even asked him, I was like, does this hurt, Owie? And he's like, yes. So I'm like, so I call my wife because I'm not used to ticks.
You've never had one on your body?
Like maybe once when I was like, I don't know. Six.
You can tell I grew up in the backwoods and I'm like, tick schmicks, that's normal.
My wife grew up in the backwoods, so she knows something about ticks too. And she comes in and she starts like rubbing the head and kind of like digging like where it is. And then all of a sudden, magically just goes away.
It disappeared.
And I'm like, what?
It got lost in the tub?
I think so. I don't know. And then she's like, are you sure it was a tick? I was like, I don't know what it was. Like, it's black and it didn't come off when I was washing the hair.
Now your tick skills are being questioned.
Yes.
And we don't actually know. I think you guys need daily tick checks. That thing could be running in his house. Hey, it's Joy. Just taking a quick break from this podcast to tell you about our incredible sponsors. You know when you're watching a scary movie and all you want to yell at the TV is, don't go in there. That's a really bad decision. Don't you wish somebody would do that through our entire lives? It's why you want to work with someone that you trust, especially when it comes to money. I'm talking about our friends at United Faith Mortgage. Last year, my husband and I decided it was time to refinance our home. But the first company we started to work with just gave us an uneasy feeling. And that's when I remembered United Faith Mortgage has this direct lender advantage. What it means is there's no middleman and it often gets you a better rate. It could even save you monthly and lifelong money. So instead, we refinanced with United Faith Mortgage. And everywhere along the line, they said, you know, maybe we shouldn't do that. That's probably not a good decision. Someone even came to our home to help us sign the final papers. Check out this faith and family company at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
I think it's good for us to talk about a little joyful news. As you know, there's a formula shortage going around, and a mom in Texas decided to go above and beyond to help other moms. She created a website called Formula Fed Babies, and it helps moms connect with which stores in what areas might have the formula their child needs. Already 3,000 moms have joined, and she says, I hope this shortage will end soon so we won't need to use this website anymore. But for right now, make sure if you know a mom who's looking for something, send her to Formula Fed Babies. It is a group on Facebook. If you're anything like me, when there's peanut butter in your house, it's going to be Jif. And that's why this recall is so scary. 14 people have already gotten sick just from eating Jif peanut butter, but you don't have to just throw away any jar of Jif that you might have in your house. I checked my pantry this morning and there's a specific code on every single jar. And that code's going to tell you whether yours is safe or not. I posted about it on my Facebook page, WayFM Afternoons. Or if you want to know if the jars in your house are safe, because we want to make sure you can eat your peanut butter and be healthy, just text the word Jif, J-I-F, to 91979, and I'll text you what the CDC is saying. When you find something that's not yours, how you handle it is everything. And I got the strangest text from producer Tom's wife about some jewelry in his house.
Yeah, so I'm vacuuming, and I vacuumed this house numerous times. I mean, we've only been there a few months, but I vacuumed this area, and we found, Maddox is right next to me, my little boy, but we found this ring. It's this gold ring, and it wasn't like a, you know, bubblegum machine ring. It's like a real ring.
It looks really nice. And his wife was like, is this yours? And I was like, is it mine? You know, you have yeah. that moment, because I had just been at their house and I'm like, I don't think it is, but it's like really pretty. And so it's not hers. It's not mine.
No.
It's no one's.
I have no idea. Yeah, it's someone. I mean, and then right away it's like, who do you have coming to the house? I'm like, what?
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
So, but it's just one of those things. Like, I vacuumed the house so many times. Why did it just show up in this area?
And you have toddlers crawling around.
Yeah.
It's amazing they didn't find it and put it in their mouth. So I think you're going to need to figure out how much it's worth.
We got to pawn it at this point.
This yeah. could be Maddox's college.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Afternoons with Joy podcast. If you want to hang out online, you can find us on Instagram under WayFM Afternoons or on Facebook under WayFM Afternoons with Joy.